When you start thinking about your radio station website, it's easy and understandable to want to be a destination for everyone. But is that the best choice? Today, we'll explain why being hyper-local can work much better for you.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. And here we are, kind of winding down 2023, and we talked about local SEO last time and kind of want to keep on that local vibe here toward the end of the year, because many stations will start looking to 2024 as the year that they finally jump on this internet thing and focus more on their website. And that's awesome. Really hope that they do that. But this means that they'll also start looking for content ideas to bring people back to their station website day after day. Awesome strategy. Perfect. However, remember that the internet is saturated with content that caters to a global audience. I mean, take, for example, the national radio chains like iHeart, Odyssey, and all of those others. Even though they have local radio stations, all of their website content is really the same across a national audience. There's nothing really local other than maybe a few advertisers and maybe a contest here or there. But other than that, the content is for a national audience. This gives local radio stations a unique opportunity to stand out by taking a hyper-local approach to their websites. But why is this hyper-local focus so crucial, and how can your radio station effectively implement it? Well, let's dive in today. So why hyper-local? Well, there's a few different reasons. Community connection is number one. Hyper-local content fosters a deeper connection with your immediate audience. It makes listeners feel seen and heard, enhancing their loyalty and engagement, because whenever they come to their website, it's my hometown stuff. It's nothing that is going to be from out of state or anything like that. Everything really pertains to me and my local area, and that is awesome for people to engage with. There's relevance and relatability. Local news, events, stories, as I said, they're relevant to my daily life and your listeners' daily lives. The relevance translates into a higher engagement and more return visits. Studies have proven this. And then there's less competition and more impact. While everyone out there is trying to appeal to the masses, focusing locally, it means less competition. Your station becomes the go-to source for local information. And if another radio station in your market is doing something similar to this, there's got to be something that they have missed that you can capitalize on. Right off the top of my head, if you're in a small Western, Midwestern market or whatever, and the other station across town has monopolized music events, well, what other events can you monopolize on? Like rodeo events, if you're a country station, or racing events, if you're a rock station. There's probably something that they have focused in on that you can focus in on something similar, but that's more relatable to your specific audience. And then there's increased advertising value. Local businesses are more likely to advertise with a platform targeting their community. We're talking about local businesses now. And this can lead to more advertising revenue for your radio station. That's what it's all about. More visitors and more revenue. So how to be hyper-local? How can you do this? Well, start putting local news coverage on your radio station website. Regularly feature news that impacts your local community. This can include, anything. City council meetings, school events, local sports, the scores, a list of yard sales this weekend. Cover it all, but be hyper-local. You may think to yourself, just because I'm not interested in that, that nobody else is going to be interested in it. Test it out. Promise you, you will find an audience that is interested in something that you would not even think would do well on a radio station website. A lot of radio station websites, they do gangbusters with obituaries. It boggles the mind, but huge. And they're making a ton of money off of the local flower shops and even the memorial homes that they're pulling the information from to put on their website. They're making money from them as well because they want to be listed on the page where the obituaries are located. And the station personnel actually pulled the obituaries off of their website. I'm sure that information is not well known, but that's where they're getting the information from. But still, there's a revenue opportunity there. There's also community event spotlights. Highlight local events on your website, like I mentioned before. But do interviews with event organizers and attendees. All of that stuff can add a personal touch that may not be on your competitors' websites. Then there's local music and talent. If the station across town hasn't got in on this, you can showcase local artists and musicians. Have a weekly feature that showcases these artists and musicians. You can put it on air on the weekend and then turn that into a podcast, which is also going to be on the website. So if somebody misses it, they can stream it on demand directly from the website. Then you can include local guest bloggers as well. We've talked about including local content before, about having the tax professional come in and talk about tax time and that sort of thing. It could be a revenue opportunity, but also gets the community involved with the website. Local business owners, educators, public service officers, that sort of thing. Just creating content for the website that's all about local. It could be the mayor writing a blog about what his Q1 forecast is all about. Anything like that is hyper-local content that you could feature on your station website. And then there's local weather and traffic updates. Of course, provide up-to-date weather forecast and traffic news. It's always relevant and frequently accessed information. Now, yes, there is the argument that, well, I have a weather app on my phone or that alerts me of all of this. But still, if they're on your station website for something else, and then they see that widget over there to the side, they're not going to go grab their phone and pull up the weather app. They're going to just click on the little weather widget that's already on your website, and that's another click that you can get from them. And then there's user-generated content. Encourage your listeners to submit local stories, local scores, photos, and other event information. This not only provides free content for your station website, but it also increases community engagement because if they submit something to your station website, chances are once it's published, they're going to share it out because they like seeing their name attached to it or they like seeing their photo or whatever it is. And then there's local business directories. You can create a directory easily of local businesses and their services. This supports the local economy and positions your station as a community hub of all of this. And some other options, you could do obituaries, like I said, swap shop, classified listings, sports scores. Whenever the local high school has an event, you update scores or do a short write-up about what happened at the game, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of great information out there that is local to you. Some things that I'm not even thinking of could be very big in your local community, but it's not where I am. So it's not that it's at the top of my mind, but it could be something that you could feature on your station website and you be the local hub, the destination for that information. All right. So wrapping up, going hyper local with your radio station's website isn't just about standing out from the digital crowd space. All right. It's about building a community and becoming an integral part of your listeners' daily lives, giving them a reason to come back and visit you on a daily basis. By focusing on their specific needs and their interests, your station can create a more engaging, relevant, and valuable online presence. Now, not only that, in addition, when you choose to display content that your station creates or your local audience creates, you're also selecting the best path to search engine optimization, or SEO, that we talked about last time. Importing RSS content from national providers, it's an easy way to populate content on your website, sure. However, it's been shown to decrease overall SEO scores because that content can be found in every other place that is importing that content. So the websites that choose that path of importing all of those feeds, they're really shooting themselves in the foot because they're less likely to be found by locals searching for local information. Because the website out there that is providing more just specific local information is the one that's more than likely going to be at the top of those search results. All right. So remember, a hyperlocal approach can make your website stand out in the world that's trying to appeal to everyone. It's really time for your station to harness the power of being hyperlocal. And that is an awesome way to get into 2024. And the next time we get together after the first of the year, we'll talk about those resolutions for 2024 and moving your website forward in the new year. And if you need help with your radio station website, we'd love to help you. Just reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit betterradiowebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.